Doc Babs, as she was more familiarly known, was the first of the medical profession to discover the drastic surgical procedures required to prevent the spread of the plague. "You'll think it's incredibly cool," Jack confidently predicted as he turned on the computer. "So what's with her clothes?" Hallie demanded on first sight of the scantily dressed heroine, wearing little beneath a torn white medical coat. "Oh, that happened when she first got attacked by the zombies."
"And doesn't she want to get changed?"
"Well..." Until then, Jack had taken the doctor's déshabille condition as a given. "She doesn't exactly get a chance. From then on, it's pretty much attack fest. If it's not the zombies, it's the giant mutated rats. That's what makes it so great." She probably thought, who wants another outfit trashed?
Right.
Jack was relieved to have the matter swiftly resolved to his friend's satisfaction. They began to play, or more accurately, Hallie watched Jack play. Her ignorance of crucial manoeuvres and advanced shortcuts required the frequent intervention of his skilled hand of experience in what was, after all, a matter of life and death. Hallie wasn't bothered. She had no yearning for a more significant role in the killing and mayhem, and was content temporarily to be sidelined as a subdued cheerleader for Jack's lightning-fast keyboard skills. An hour and a half later, as he deployed Doc Babs to bound down a hospital corridor and bounce off the ceiling to decapitate three more snuffling zombies, Hallie failed to stifle the yawn that recalled Jack to his duties as a host. "Okay, so what now? Fancy Titan Rumble?" This had been one of his earlier favourites, a wrestling game in which monstrously over-muscled lycra-clad giants tried to pummel and pulverise each other into oblivion, employing unchristian methods with New Testament names, such as the dreaded crucifix toss. Jack still had a poster up on his wall of his best-loved tag team, the modestly named, in view of the terrible injuries they could inflict, Bruise Brothers.